that any man can be wise except one who possesses wisdom, or that anyone who is wise does not possess wisdom? The old masters of dialectic, however, distinguish between these two conceptions, and from them the classification has come right down to the Stoics. What sort of a classification this is, I shall explain. A field is one thing, and the possession of the field another thing. Of course, because possessing the field refers to the possessor rather than to the field itself. Similarly, wisdom is one thing and being wise another. You will grant, I suppose, that these two are separate ideas, the possessed and the possessor. Wisdom being that which one possesses, and he who is wise its possessor. Now, wisdom is mind perfected and developed to the highest and best degree, for it is the art of life. And what is being wise? I cannot call it mind perfected, but rather that which falls to the lot of him who possesses a mind perfected. Thus, a good mind is one thing, and the so-called possession of a good mind another. There are, it is said, certain natural classes of bodies. We say, this is a man, this is a horse. Then there attend on the bodily natures certain movements of the mind which declare something about the body, and these have a certain essential quality which is sundered from body. For example, I see Cato walking. The senses indicate this, and the mind believes it. What I see is body, and upon this I concentrate my eyes and my mind. Again, I say, Cato walks. What I say, they continue, is not body. It is a certain declarative fact concerning body, called variously an utterance, a declaration, a statement. Thus, when we say wisdom, we mean something pertaining to body. When we say he is wise, we are speaking concerning body. And it makes considerable difference whether you mention the person directly or speak concerning the person. Supposing for the present that these are two separate conceptions, for I am not yet prepared to give my own opinion, what prevents the existence of still a third, which is nonetheless a good? I remarked a little while ago that a field was one thing and the possession of a field another. Of course, for possessor and possessed are of different natures. The latter is the land, and the former is the man who owns the land. But with regard to the point now under discussion, both are of the same nature, the possessor of wisdom and wisdom itself. Besides, in the one case, that which possessed is one thing, and he who possesses it is another. But in this case, the possessed and the possessor come under the same category. The field is owned by virtue of law, wisdom by virtue of nature. The field can change hands and go into the ownership of another, but wisdom never departs from its owner. Accordingly, there is no reason why you should try to compare things that are so unlike one another. I had started to say that these can be two separate conceptions, and yet that both can be goods. For instance, wisdom and the wise man being two separate things, and yet granted by you to be equally good. And just as there is no objection to regarding both wisdom and the possessor of wisdom as goods, so there is no objection to regarding as a good both wisdom and the possession of wisdom, in other words, being wise. For I only wish to be a wise man in order to be wise. And what then? Is not that thing a good, without the possession of which a certain other thing cannot be a good? You surely admit that wisdom, if given without the right to be used, is not to be welcomed. And wherein consists the use of wisdom? In being wise. That is its most valuable attribute. If you withdraw this, wisdom becomes superfluous. If processes of torture are evil, then being tortured is an evil. With this reservation, indeed, that if you take away the consequences, the former are not evil. Wisdom is a condition of mind perfected, and being wise is the employment of this mind perfected. How can the employment of that thing not be a good, which without employment is not a good? If I ask you whether wisdom is to be desired, you admit that it is. If I ask you whether the